Amos chapter number 9. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Amos chapter number 9. Babasahin natin ang verse number 11. Amos chapter 9, verse number 11. The Bible says, "In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old." Kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, sa araw na iyon, ibabangon ko ang tabernakulo ni David na bumagsak, at lalagyan ko ng bakod ang mga sira niyon. Aayusin ko ito sa kanyang pagkakagiba, at muli kong itatayo na gaya ng mga araw ng una. So if we do a simple review of the entire book of Amos, we find that the book of Amos is divided in three sections. You have the prophetic section, you have the sermon section, and you have the vision sections. That would be from chapter 1 to chapter 2. Naalala ba ninyo yung chapter 1, chapter 2? Walo ang prophecies. There are 8 prophecies in the book of Amos from chapters 1 and 2. Amos was addressing Judah and Israel, and not just them, but the nations surrounding them. And we saw the geography of the book of Amos as well. Now, then, the main phrase that was used in chapter 1 and 2 is, "Thus saith the Lord." Thus saith the Lord, as Amos was thundering out the judgment prophecies against these nations, he would say, "Thus saith the Lord." Then, in chapters 3 to 6, there are 3 sermons that Amos preached specifically to Israel. And you got to remember, Amos was not a prophet. He didn't go to the school of the prophets and train to preach and train in this ministry skills. Amos was an unpolished shepherd farmer from the southern region of Judah and the city of Tekoa. But God called him to address the nation of Israel, the northern kingdom, and to preach the word of God to them. And he preached 3 sermons to them in chapters 3 to 6. And the main phrase that we remember is the words, "Hear this word." Oh, Amos would say it over and over again, 3 times. "Hear ye this word. Hear this word." And of course, where did Amos get his message from? God. God supplied him the message. He didn't have to make it up. He didn't have to think about, what should I preach today, you know? A Bible preacher has his message based off of the Word of God. This is what gives you the message. So what you find in the Word, that's what you preach. And that's what the soul needs, and that's what the spirit needs. That's what Christians need to hear. They need to hear the Word of the Lord. Hear ye the Word, this Word. Then we come to chapter 7 and chapter 8 and 9, the last 3 chapters. And here Amos saw 5 visions. Do you remember those 5 visions? Yung mga 5 pangitain ang nakita ni Amos. And ito na yung conclusion ng aklat ng Amos. So na-complete na natin ang pag-aaral. Matatapos na tayo sa verse 15, yung last verse ng book of Amos. And the 5 visions, of course, Amos would say this phrase over and over again. He says, "The Lord God showed me. The Lord God showed me." And so Amos is just reporting what God shows him. And as a faithful preacher of the Word of God, you look at what the Bible says, You study the Bible, and then you proclaim the Bible. That's biblical preaching. That's Bible preaching. You find it in the Bible. Now, Amos has one story out of all the chapters. There's a small section. Merong konting story sa aklat ng Amos na kung saan tinapat siya ng isang pari na yung pangalan ay Amaziah. Do you remember Amaziah? This is the only story in the book of Amos where Amaziah walked up to Amos and said, "Go home," in a way, in effect. "Go home, preach over there. Don't preach here. Go eat over there and stay home. Stay back in Judah. We don't want to hear the word of God. The words that you're preaching is too heavy for anybody to hear. Nobody wants to hear you. Go away." And of course, Amos would say, "I am not a prophet. I am not a son of the prophet. But what I give you is a message from the Lord." And then, remember, Amos, the God through Amos judged Amaziah. Ayun, so nangyari, hinatol niya si Amaziah. Hinatol ng Panginoon si Amaziah. Now, last week we talked about how the judgment of God is going to fall upon Israel. And when the day of the Lord comes, nobody can escape the judgment of God. Yun ang pinag-usapan natin last week. Na pag bumagsak ang hatol ng Diyos sa Israel, wala na hong makakatakas doon. Kaya dapat magsisi sila. Alright? And the truth is the same today as it is back in Amos's day. That God's judgment is coming. The day of the Lord is on its way here. We haven't seen anything yet. And when the day of the Lord comes, those that are going to be left behind, it's going to be too late. You will have to suffer the time of Jacob's trouble. You'll have to suffer the 7-year tribulation period and the great tribulation period for that. The last 3.5 years of the day of the Lord. And so what a terrible time that's coming, and no one is able to escape unless today you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because when you know Jesus, you're saved. And you're looking for the blessed hope. You're watching for the Savior. You have hope. That all the other nations, including Israel, don't have. Now, so, nag-review tayo ng konti. Now, I want you to see that the last sections are divided into three sets of blessings. So, Amos ends with the restoration of Israel. So, man, it's been hard preaching from chapter 1 to chapter 9, and a good portion of chapter 9. But here at the very end, Amos finishes with a positive word from the Lord concerning the restoration of Israel. Ang panunumbalik ng Israel. Oh, napakabigat ng aklat ni Amos. Preaching siya ng preaching. Napakabigat sa mga lungsod, sa Judah, pati na rin Judah at Israel. Pero sa katapusan ng aklat, etong mga huling verses ay verses na maganda ang balita at maganda ang pananaw na iniwan sa atin ni Amos para sa Israel. At yan ang bibigyan nating pansin ngayon. So merong tatlong bahagi. In verse number 11, that is the blessing of the kingdom. In verse number 12, 13, and 14, that's the blessing of the people of Israel. And in verse number 15, that's the blessing of the land of Israel. So those are the three sections. The blessing of the kingdom, the blessing of the people, and the blessing of the land. Let's look at verse number 11. Verse number 11. "In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen." What was David? He was what? The king of Israel, wasn't he? And he was the king that God appointed after King Saul. You remember King Saul was the first king of Israel, and he rebelled against the Lord, and he rejected God, and that's why God rejected him. And in his place, God installed David as the king. And David was a very successful king, you could say that. There were some great moments, and there were some low moments in David's life. But God promised David a special promise that one of his descendants will rule and reign in the kingdom of Israel forever. Look over in 2 Samuel. Let's go to 2 Samuel, chapter number 7. Buksan niyo mo ang Bible sa 2 Samuel chapter 7. Si King David, siya dapat ang maghari sa Israel matapos si King Saul. Kasi nung nireject ni King Saul ang utos ng Panginoon, rineject din siya ng Panginoon. At ilinagay sa kanyang pwesto si King David. At si King David naman ay binigyan ng pangako ng Diyos na may maghahari sa kanyang kaharian magpakailanman. Sino kaya yon? I think you know who it is. Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 12. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 12. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. That would be Solomon. That would be Solomon. Verse number 13. He shall build an house for my name. The temple will be built by Solomon. And I will establish thy throne, the throne of his kingdom, forever. Oh, God will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Look over in verse number 14. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men. That's Solomon. When Solomon commits iniquity, and we know that Solomon does commit iniquity later, God judges him and chastens him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. Verse 15, but my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. So God said, I departed from Saul, but I will not depart from David and from Solomon's kingdom. Verse number 16, and thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Inulit ng Panginoon para sa emphasis na may pangako ang Diyos na merong maghahari sa kaharian ni Solomon, sa kaharian ni David forever. Now, who is that king that will rule and reign in the stead of David, in David's kingdom, in David's throne, that will rule forever and ever? Guess who that is? That's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, go back to Amos chapter number 9. In that day, this is the promise of God. In that day, verse number 11, chapter 9, verse 11, I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. So this is the blessing of the kingdom. So meron palang kaharian na parating. There is a coming king. There is a coming kingdom. The kingdom is not here yet. Oh, some people teach the kingdom is here. Oh, the kingdom is here, invisible. You know, that's not according to the Bible. When the Bible prophesies something, it's literal. It's literal. It's supposed to happen to the T, to the dot. Everything that God's word has promised us will happen in reality. And so don't live for the kingdom of this world. Huwag tayong mabuhay sa kaharian na ngayon. Yung kaharian ngayon, isang virus lang, wala na silang magagawa. Lockdown na lang lahat. Virus pa lang yun, ha? Pero sa kaharian ng Panginoong Jesucristo, walang lockdown doon. Jesus Christ will rule and reign in His millennial kingdom with a rod of iron. There won't be a virus. There will not be open rebellion. There'll be internal rebellion. And death will be under control. The promise in the millennial kingdom is that the babies will live to 100 years old before anybody dies. So that's an amazing fact of the millennial kingdom. But anyway, ito ay magiging fulfilled sa kapanahunan ng pagbalik ng Panginoong Hesukristo. This will be fulfilled when Jesus comes back. Oh, Israel's kingdom Jesus will rule and reign forever in the kingdom of Israel. It'll be restored. Now, look at verse number 12, 13, and 14. This is the blessing to the people of Israel. Ito naman yung blessing, hindi sa kaharian, pero blessing sa mga tao ng Israel. Look at verse number 12. Verse number 12. That they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen, which are called by my name, saith the Lord, that doeth this. The promise here is that Israel will rule over the Gentile nations. And so they have a responsibility. As God's elect nation, they will become the head of the nations. All the nations will come to Israel to worship, and they will have the primary responsibility of managing the nations and being a witness to the nations, of being the kingdom priests that God made them to be. And so that's not for now. Israel rejected their king. And so because they rejected the king, this was postponed. This prophecy will be fulfilled, but for now, the spiritual kings and priests is no longer a literal nation of Israel. It is currently the spiritual Christians. We are kings and priests. We are the ones who stand in between. If you can think about it, we stand in intercession, in prayer, in between saved and unsaved and the Lord. If you're a Christian, you ought to be praying for people because you're a priest. If you're a Christian, you can go to God. You don't have to wait to pray or to seek a pastor. No, you can go to God anytime, anywhere, and seek the Lord and pray and bring your prayer requests before the Lord. You can pray for your unsaved loved ones. You can pray for your friends. You can pray for your enemies. You can pray for anybody. You are a priest if you're saved. And you are a king. Oh, you're a child of the king. And it may not look like you're a child of the king now, but don't live for now. Huwag tayong mabuhay para sa ngayon. Hindi pa nakikita ang tunay natin na pagpapala bilang mga Kristiyano. Balang araw, susuot tayo ng crown base sa pagsilbi natin sa Panginoon. Balang araw, makikita nila na tayo ay tunay na hari at pari sa kaharian ng Diyos. Alright? But in Amos, the territory, they will occupy the Edomites. They will occupy the Gentile lands. Even the Gentile nations, their lands will be full of plenty and prosperity. Look at verse number 13. Verse number 13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper. Huh? The plowman shall overtake the reaper. What does that mean? That means that God will bless them so much that as they're harvesting, they haven't even harvested, they're ready to plant. But they haven't harvested yet. But plant, hurry, move. There's such harvest and there's such plenty. Oh, this is good. Remember, Israel had to go through the grasshoppers and the fire and the drought. Remember, Israel had to suffer so much. Well, in the millennial kingdom, things will turn around and they will have such blessing from God. Their land will be ripe for the harvest and for planting. And sagana ang blessing ng Israel, yung lupa nila sa pagdating ng millennial kingdom ng Panginoon. Isasauli sila ng Diyos. Wala na yung mga tag-init, tag-gutom. Wala na yung mga kasalanan. Wala na yung mga luha at pawis. Yan ay papalitan ng Diyos at ibibless sila yung kanilang lupa. The land of Israel will be restored to its fullness. Oh, we haven't seen this since paradise. Since paradise. And the millennial kingdom is coming and bringing this back to Israel. Now, there's a third blessing, the blessing on the land of Israel. Let's look at verse number 15. Verse number 15, "And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God." Wala na raw makakabunot sa kanila. Hindi na sila pakikialaman ng tao. Wala nang magtatanggal sa kanila sa lupa. Iyan ang ipinangako ng Diyos kay Abraham. Naalala ba ninyo yung pinag-aaralan natin sa Genesis? Meron siyang personal blessing, national blessing. Ito yun, yung national blessing. Yung lupa ay na para sa Israel. You know, Israel has to fight for its land today. In fact, since World War II, they almost lost their land. And all these wars, before 1948, everybody wanted them out. They didn't want to give them land. But that land belongs to Israel, even from the days of Abraham. Even from the days of Abram, that land of Canaan belongs to Israel. And so, yes, they struggle for land even today. They're not occupying half of what the millennial kingdom is going to give them someday. But see, this is something that God will fulfill during the millennial kingdom. And they will be returned to their land, never to be uprooted again. That's a wonderful blessing for Israel. Now, what about Christians? What's our land? Where do we go? Well, guess what? If you're a Christian, you go to the Father's house. We don't inherit the earth. We inherit heaven. This world is not our home. Don't be comfortable in this world. Huwag muna kayong maging magpahinga sa mundong ito. Hindi ito ang ating tahanan. Ang tunay na tahanan ng Kristiyano ay yung tahanan ng Ama. Oh, do you live for that? Live for heaven. This is not heaven. Please remember, this is not our heaven. Don't be comfortable here. We look for the Father's house. We look for the Father's mansion. As Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house." Oh, that's where we're going to be. We're going to be in the Father's house. Now Israel, she'll be in Israel, in the restored Israel, the renovated Israel. And that'll be a blessing too for them. Now, with all this blessing, with all the warnings of chapter 1 all the way to chapter 9, let me ask you a question. Did King Jeroboam II listen to Amos? No? Correct. Sa lahat ng hatol, sa lahat ng sinabi ni Amos, sa lahat ng blessing na binigay ni Amos, nakinig ba si Jeroboam II? Sumampalataya ba siya? Nagsisi siya at sumampalataya? Sagot, no. Not only did King Jeroboam II ignore Amos, But all the kings after Jeroboam also ignored Amos. In fact, no king of Israel paid attention to any of the men of God. No king of Israel listened to the prophets of God. So is Amos's work a waste? Is Amos's, if you think about what did Amos accomplish, did he accomplish anything? Well, he proved himself faithful to God. So you see, Christian, we can warn, and we ought to warn. We can preach the gospel, and we should preach the gospel. But if people don't listen, it's not because we fail. Now, if they don't listen because we are quiet or we're silent, that's our problem. But if we warn people and they don't listen, we have done what we're supposed to do. You understand that? Amos was no failure. He pleased the Lord. He spoke God's word, and God gave him the blessing, although he didn't see the king repent. Now, ang programa ng Diyos ay hindi patapos. God's program of Amos chapter 9 verse 11 has not yet been fulfilled. Now, in the New Testament, in the church at Jerusalem, they were having a discussion. They discussed this. Pinag-usapan nila ito sa New Testament, sa aklat ni James. Sa iglesia ng Jerusalem, sa simbahan ng Jerusalem, na kung saan ang pastor doon ay si James. At ang pinag-uusapan nila ganito, yung mga Kristiyano na hindi Hudyo, kailangan ba nilang sumunod sa batas ni Moises para sila ay ligtas? Yun ang pinag-uusapan nila. At natuklasan nila, hindi pala plano ng Diyos na yung mga Kristiyano na hindi Hudyo ay magpatuloy sa batas ni Moises. In fact, ang katotohanan, hindi ka pwedeng maging Kristiyano kung sumusunod ka sa batas ni Moises. Kailangan, grasya ng Diyos ang gumagawa sa puso ng tao, yan ang magiging Kristiyano. Lalo na kung hindi ka Hudyo, katulad ng Pilipino, Amerikano, Chinese, Russian, ganyan. James and the church in Jerusalem had a discussion. Those Christians who are not Jews, are they required to follow the law of Moses in order to be saved? Or in order to maintain salvation? Should they follow the law of Moses? And James referred to the book of Amos. Look over in Acts chapter 15 as we close this book. Acts chapter 15. It's a very interesting passage of scripture. Acts chapter 15 and verse number 14. Simeon, that's Peter, Acts chapter 15, verse number 14. Ito yung discussion ni James at saka ni Peter at saka ng buong simbahan ng Jerusalem. Acts chapter 15, verse 14. Simeon hath declared how God at first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Oh, God wants to take a people from the Gentiles for his name, not Israel. Does that mean that God is done with Israel? No, look at verse 15. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written. And here's where he quotes Amos, verse number 16. After this I will return, and I will build again the tabernacle of David which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. So there you have the program of God. Ngayon, kumikilos ang Diyos sa pamamagitan ng mga simbahan. At tumatawag siya sa iba't ibang mga dako, sa iba't ibang mga bansa. Magsisi at sumampalataya kay Kristo. At lahat ng mga nagsisisi at sumasampalataya kay Kristo, kahit na hindi sila Hudyo, ay kasama sa Abrahamic Covenant. Pero darating ang time na magiging tapos na ang Diyos sa mga simbahan. Kailan yon? Pagdating ng rapture. At pagbalik niya sa mundo, doon niya ifulfill yung pangako ng muling pagbabalik ng Israel sa Panginoon ayon sa verse number 16, which is a quote from Amos chapter 9. Oh, I want you to see the big picture. I want you to see the big picture. God is calling people to get saved, whether you're Jew or not a Jew, that's a Gentile. Whether you're a Filipino or American, it doesn't matter. If a person repents of sin and turns to Jesus Christ and believes on the Lord and calls upon the name of the Lord, they become part of the family of God. They have a part in the kingdom of God. They become partakers of Christ. They have a part, a spiritual part, in the blessings of God. Now, when that time is done, oh, when the close of the church age is over, God takes his focus away from the churches, and then he fixes it on Israel again. And then he says, I will return, and I will build again the tabernacle of David. Oh, it goes on and on. God restores the kingdom. God blesses the people of Israel, and God blesses the land of Israel. So Amos preached God's word to a rebellious people. The king rejected the word of God, but Amos was faithful to preach the word of God. He preached judgment for the most part, and then he preached hope. And may we learn to trust in God. You know, God's still in charge no matter what. No matter what happens to us, God's still in control. God is still good. And we need to trust him. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes and let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the warnings. And we thank you, Lord, for the word of encouragement and blessings. And we receive both of them, Lord. And we look forward to the time when you will establish your kingdom on earth. And we look forward to that time when we will rule and reign beside you, Lord, and judge, be a judge and a viceroy with you, Lord. I pray, Father, your will would be done. Even so, Lord Jesus, would you come and, Lord, restore Israel to her rightful place. And we'll give you praise, honor, and thanks for including us in your plan. We love you, Lord, and ask your blessing upon us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And I just want to encourage you, Wednesday night, 7:30, we're going to study Bible prophecy, biblical prophecy. Anong nangyayari sa mundo natin? At saan ito patungo? Yan ang pag-aaralan natin sa Wednesday nights. Magdala kayo ng Bible, magdala kayo ng notebook. Lalagay ko sa PDF yung notes, lalagay ko sa Messenger para meron kayong notes. All right? God bless you. Thank you so much. And if you need anything, call or text. Paki-call na lang, text us or Messenger us pag may kailangan. All right? Lalo na pag prayer request ganyan. All right. God bless you. Have a good Lord's Day and wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Remember to wash your hands.
You know how silly that sounds? Just saying. Lot is hysterical.
She's
like, that's in their sample Bible. Wait, also, we know who stole that sample Bible that's missing.
Did you tell her that?
No, I didn't.
Reply to her.